before. In 1982, in the big Israeli invasion of Lebanon, which culminated in the massacre of Sabra and Shatila, I visited children in hospitals who had inhaled this phosphorus gas, which Israel fired for the first time in that conflict. There was white smoke coming from the noses and the mouths of the children, because they were cooking from the inside. They were actually baking. Their bodies were white hot inside, and the gas was spewing from them. That's what white phosphorus does. That's what Israel used on the Gaza Strip, on a population that could not flee. This is beyond contradiction. We saw it on television. And I saw the children suffering from its effects over the last few weeks. If we had access to other satellite images other than that which passed the test of sanitization and censorship in our mainstream media, we saw some terrible things. We saw a three-year-old girl burned black by the sun because she lay dead for 3 days, being held up to the cameras by the ambulance men who finally recovered her from a little area called Zaytuna. What a beautiful name, what a nightmare place. The man held her up to the camera, but she was minus her arm and her leg, which had been eaten by dogs in the rubble of Zaytuna. The ambulance personnel and the Red Crescent and the United Nations were refused permission by Israel to recover the dead from Zaytuna for 3 whole days and nights. And when they eventually went in, they found not only this child, but another child, dead, still suckling on the toe of its dead mother. We saw orphans in their hundreds asking the television cameras what they did to deserve this. What did they do to Israel to deserve the murder of their mothers and their fathers and their brothers and their sisters, leaving them alone in the rubble to face a lifetime of incarceration in the largest concentration camp on the earth? These are uncomfortable truths, I know, especially in America, but they have to be faced.